Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, hello everyone. Welcome back. It is the second episode of our special, 2 out of 3. And this one is called Our Personal Moments. Just reflecting on the year and our personal achievements, our dislikes, our likes, what we look forward to next year. Why do you look like you're disagreeing with me?
I don't know.
Lewis doesn't like talking about himself.
Who fucking cares?
Trust me, people.
No, people care about my nosy business. People want to know who I'm fighting with, who I'm beefing with.
Yeah, but you've got
who I'm kissing, who I'm slapping, who I'm dating.
And I'm
no one wants to know what my favorite song was.
Yes, they do.
But people want to know my dirty business.
No, that's trust what the me, people want to know what your favorite song was, aka me.
No, you don't.
I know.
Synchronized. We're gonna be looking back on our favorite. I feel like this is very like Radio 2. Like it's very like.
Don't cringe me out.
No, because I feel like usually pop off is rated Radio 1, pushing on one extra. Mm. Whereas this is like you're sitting down with a cheese board and a glass of red wine.
Mm, I wish I had a glass of red wine.
Well, I'd love a cheese board.
I just ate a burger.
We'll have the either part, but you know, you're sitting down and it's an evening listen. Mm-hmm. It's maybe we're putting on a bit more of a sultry voice.
Yeah,
we're
you're cooking,
reflecting,
and you're cooking
in a red wine sauce.
Mm-hmm.
There's red wine somewhere, or it's a new year. Maybe you're at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for inspiration. I won't be.
Or maybe you're hungover from New Year still.
One thing, actually, maybe I'm jumping the gun. Boom, boom, I am the gun. Let's get into it. What's the first category?
So the first category is our favourite event. So our favourite event of the year, maybe was something that we saw.
A festival.
We went to a festival.
Something we were invited to, something that we attended, something that we, I don't know, whatever the fuck. What's yours?
Okay. my favorite festival this year was Afro Nation. It was in Portugal. I think that festivals definitely it's definitely about who you go with, your crowd. I went with a great crowd, but aside from that, the music was phenomenal. It was full of French and Parisian people, which
your
meant
vibe tribe.
Ew, what is up with you?
Your vibe tribe.
Who's my vibe tribe?
Like the people you went to the festival with, they were your vibe tribe because they were on your vibe and in your tribe. So it was like, oh, like that's what made it good because I had my vibe tribe. No, I can't think of any of it.
That's
crew.
Gonna be my caption for next year.
You should have captioned tribe. It. You should have captioned it like the best time with my vibe tribe.
Mm-hmm.
Because that Instagram was a very good Instagram. It was the one when you were on someone's shoulders, right?
Yeah.
I would pick that as your top Instagram of the year.
Really?
Let me have a look at your Instagram. But carry on as you speak and I'll let you know when I find one. You were saying
yeah,
about
so, yeah, Afro that was Nation. Yeah, so Afro Nation, it was great. I loved the crowd because I couldn't really communicate with anyone, which was great because they were all foreign to me. And yeah, I would say that my favorite what do you call it influencer trip was probably like going skiing. That was really fun.
Yeah. What?
Oh wait, we went together, didn't we?
Yeah. Well, we always say we went together. We saw each other once.
We fucking did not see each other once.
Twice at max.
Like 3 times.
No, but we only spent time together properly once.
Actually, no, that's a lie. I take that back. The ski trip was not my favorite.
What was your favorite trip of the year, Isla?
My favorite, I don't know. You say yours first.
Okay. My favorite event that I went to, following on what you were saying, it's on my to-do list in 2024 to go to a festival abroad. I just think...
Have you never?
I've only ever done festivals in the UK. And it's kind of funny because everybody always says, UK festivals are the best, blah, blah, blah. You know what? I'm fucking sick of it. I don't want to be muddy. I don't want to be wet. I don't want to be chucked with pints of Guinness on my back. I want to be in the sun. I want
to
be
next to the sea.
I would quite like to do Rolling Loud Portugal, I think. Because that's on the beach.
I wouldn't.
Oh, why?
Because I had friends that stayed there for, because it's like literally in the next week, in the next exact place with the same setup of the same, of like...
Every year, you mean?
No, of Afro Nation.
Oh.
So my friends just stayed there and...
It was mess.
Yeah, it's just like all these like little like 12-year-old-ish sort of like boys that push and like... rage and shit like that.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, well, maybe not that. But maybe. No, I actually. The Primavera lineup. Oh, God, stumbling. The Primavera lineup's been announced. I don't like any of it.
I feel like you would be a Burning Man type of person.
Is that the one where you have to trade shit? No, that's Iron Man. No, wait. What Burning Man is where you have to, you go with and you don't spend money and you have to trade like water and like wood.
Mm-hmm.
At me.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Did you know there's not actually any music there?
So why are we there then? What's going on, guys?
It's just basically like some culture. Mm-hmm.
They should do a documentary on that.
I know.
Why is it Netflix? That would go number one.
Yeah.
Maybe I would like to do a Rolling Loud in America then, because they've always got really good lineups. It's always like, because obviously the artists don't have to go anywhere. Like, I feel like, I think there's a Rolling Loud in New York and that's always so good.
There's a
the
Rolling Loud in Miami.
It's actually good. Yeah, I think there's one in Miami as well. Miami's on my bucket list. We're not at that yet.
Okay.
Sorry. My favorite event of the year, festival, whatever you want to call it, is probably Gala in Peckham.
Really?
Because I bought tickets to a few festivals this year, but really, I didn't like any of this shit.
Oh my God. Oh shit, what's it called? That festival that I went to.
I don't know. When did
what's
you go?
It called?
I'm gonna be able to remember.
Lost Village.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Lost Village was so good. And these are the polar opposites of like each other. So Afro Nation and Lost Village. If you've ever thought about going to Lost Village, I 100% recommend. I would mainly like I enjoy the group and the music of Afro Nation more. I enjoy the setup of Lost Village way more because it's literally in the trees in a straight line. So no matter how fucked you are, you always know that it's all lined up. So you're right. Actually all good. I hate these. It sounds like you literally get like lost in a fucking forest, but it's just so easy to navigate. And I thought it was great.
So coming in at top, Gala, Lost Village and Afro Nation. There's mm-hmm. your picks if you're looking for festival next year. Our favourite film of the year, or TV show. Mine was a film called Theatre Camp. I've spoken about it on the podcast before, so I'm not going to speak about it for long. But go watch it if you are into campy, funny stuff. If you ever did like, you know, there's like Amdram, like societies that you used to do when you were like, in your like, when you were 8 till 12.
My favourite TV show, I don't know if it was this year. Oh yeah, it was this year. Ginny and Georgia. I fucking love that show.
My favourite TV show is probably Squid Game The Challenge, I guess.
Really?
I don't know. I don't watch TV.
What do you do?
I watch a lot of... maybe there was a good documentary I watch, actually. I watch a lot of, like, I guess they're considered YouTube videos, but they're like 3 hours long and they're like really well-made documentaries. But like, I would never say that I'm watching a documentary because it's like a fan-made documentary. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it's better than most documentaries.
What documentary did I watch this year that was really, really good? I just love a murder documentary. So I always watch, like, it's so weird. I watch Unsolved Mysteries and then get really pissed off at the end when it's unsolved. No, because I get so, like, you get so into it that you expect there to be a plot.
Oh, I watched that, what was it? It was a Netflix one. Netflix are really the only documentaries that I watch because I don't like British-made documentaries, I don't think.
Really?
Well, I just always find them a bit like... shit.
I never like the British, like, murder documentaries because they're not, like, as fucking insane as the American ones.
Because like American people are just super crazy, whereas British people are just crazy.
Yeah.
I watched, that was what it was called, Ladies First, A Story of Women in Hip Hop. Anyone who's into like R&B, hip hop, female rap, it is all about female rap. It's really interesting actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned a lot about which I didn't know before. Did you watch the Who Killed Jane Jill Dando?
No, I did start watching that, but it was one of those ones which I just downloaded when I was like on the train and needed something to watch, so I only got through. But it was actually, I actually really liked the way that it was done, so I would have actually
gone
continued.
Back and watched
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Our favorite song of the year, our soundtrack of 2023, if you will.
Nina, that's mine. I don't know what it's called. Oh, it's called Amnico.
Oh, I know that song. My favourite would probably be either Pink Panther is Capable of Love or JT No Bars.
How does the JT one go again?
It's like what you working with.
Oh, yeah. I was just thinking, I know it's a sound on TikTok.
Yeah. No, I think that the TikTok sound is Mwah, No Bars.
Oh, bars. Yeah.
Our favourite gig of the year, our favourite musical experience. Mine is going to have to be Beyoncé Renaissance.
Yeah, that was
like,
just...
that's just a show which you're not getting anywhere else, to be quite frank. Nothing really... Yeah, but close second, and you may be surprised by this, it was The Weeknd.
Oh yeah, you said The Weeknd
was
really good.
Yeah, it
was
really good. It was at Tottenham Hotspur's arena or something.
Why did you go? Did you wait for the tickets?
No. Oh.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, but it was really, really good. Yeah. And I actually think, I kind of feel like a lot, I mean, we speak about a lot on the podcast, but a lot of male artists are quite lazy when it comes to their touring and the standards are quite low. And I'm not even, like, do not think for a second that this is me trying to compare his stage presence, his stage choreography, all that kind of stuff to the Renaissance, because it was nowhere near. But you know, Drake goes on stage and doesn't sing half his words and like eats. Like, there was a moment this year when he was eating a cookie mid-song. Like he's shit live. Mm. The Weeknd actually, like you could tell he was singing live and those vocals were vocaling. So rare male praise from Pop Off, but male praise.
I do like. Oh, I didn't see him this year though.
Who?
I did see Burna Boy this year. And I thought Ashake was very good this year, actually, as well, because he has very good... I love his outfits. And then he done, like, a stage dive, and he's, like, really small. And, but, yeah, I think African artists, if I do say out of any artist, will be the best because of their music and their, like, dance and stuff.
Creates an atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Oh, also, I saw the Flow Girls live at their debut. I don't know if it's debut, but, like, their first ever headline show. And they were fantastic. And I would love to hear more from them in 2024, because I feel like they kind of went quite quiet towards the end of the 2023. And there was a lot of hype behind them in the first 6 months.
What, have they not released any new music?
So they released a little small EP, which was just some of, like, there was no promo behind it. It was just some of their, they said that they wanted to, like, just put out some unreleased stuff before they start a new era. Mm-hmm. And then I've not, like, they've not even been really doing public appearances. So, but... they were great live, and that's all I've got to say on that.
Fair enough.
I'm excited to see Pink Panthers next year.
Doja Cat, I can't wait to see her.
Oh, have you got tickets?
No, wait, did they come out?
I think their dates have been announced, but maybe the tickets aren't, if not.
Yeah, I've seen the ticket.
And a rumour on the grapevine is Rihanna.
Oh, here we go.
No, I've got it from a pretty valid source.
Oh, really? Yes. Wait, can you say who your source is?
No, I'll tell you after, though.
Okay.
Best thing we ate this year.
Best thing I ate this year?
My outfits. So cringe. mine was a restaurant called Manteca in Shoreditch. Wow.
Wow, I still need to fucking go.
That food banged. Really, really good, guys. Really good. Yeah.
Best food I ate this year was probably my roast on Sunday. It was fucking amazing.
Oh, that you made yourself?
Yeah. Like, quite frankly.
Our favourite trip of the year?
My favourite trip of the year was not doing Ibiza in the scattiest way I normally do it, was doing it backwards. So you plan your trip around Ibiza and you rent a car, which is not like very inexpensive. It's way cheaper than getting all the taxis and shit like that. And you drive around and go to different beaches, go, and you don't have to like buy stuff at the beach clubs either, which is what racks up the bills. You can literally like bring, I don't know, like kind of bring your own food sort of stuff. And also like when you rent a car, it's just so much easier. And then, yeah, then getting slutty on the Sunday in Ocean Beach.
But the only thing that would annoy me about the renting the car, which I'm sure we probably had this conversation before, but I like drinking on holiday every day.
I know that, but like if you don't drive, then it's calm. Get someone else to. That's what I done.
Yeah, but then I'd be really annoyed if I was like drunk and my partner
I don't know, like, I think like I can't drink during, unless I'm going to a beach club, I can't drink just on the beach. Like,
really?
I get so hot. I can have one drink and then that's about it.
Oh, yeah. I guess I don't really go on beach holidays, actually. I feel like usually I'm by a pool. Whereas, like, I'll have, like, a margarita in the pool.
Yeah, exactly. Which is what I also... done somewhere else. Anyways, yeah, no, like, if you, yeah, I feel like it works out because you've got the adrenaline to go and explore. If you, it's, it, if you're like an explorer, then it's for you.
Explorer.
If you're not Lewis, then it's not.
I'm not. Well, I wouldn't say I'm not, but I like to explore with a drink.
Okay, wait, all right. What is this, beach or city?
Okay, but you're going to be really angry at me because I can't pick one because it depends where. Like, my favorite holiday destination, if I could pick one, would be New York. However, if you're saying, would you like to go to a beach in Spain or a city in Spain, I'd pick a beach. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I get you.
Like, there are certain cities which I would pick over beaches, but probably as a blanket statement, I would rather go to a beach than a city that does, like, than something like Berlin or Munich or like cities which have a lot going on. For no, like, people want to go to cities to say they've been. I don't care about that.
Okay. Fair. So what was your favorite trip this year?
My favorite trip this year was my solo trip to New York. Yep, I'm a solo traveler. I'm very self-independent. I'm very, you know, I just take life by the reins and I do what I want to do. And this year, that was a solo trip to New York. Did someone book it all for me? Yes.
I hate to, like, be that fucking hater, but, like, I'm just...
Did someone book it for me? Yes. However, I was all be saying it's a solo trip. But I will say... And I never said, I say this so often, and I know I'm not just, but if I ever break up, God forbid, I'm moving to New York for a month.
Yeah, but...
On my own. And I know that's going to be very expensive, but that's what my savings are for. My savings are for a rainy day, and a breakup is a rainy day. Mm-hmm. But what I will say is, I really think New York is a really good place to do, if you want to try, I know it's quite far, so it's quite maybe daunting, but if you want to, I always think...
It's 5 hours now.
Yeah, and it's quite expensive as well.
Yeah, it's
but
fucking expensive.
I just mean, like, you know how a lot of people, like, I personally would be too worried to do a solo trip to, like, Paris or Barcelona because I know a lot of people, it's not an English first speaking country. Whereas New York, there's a lot to do. And everyone, like if you are lost or if you are stuck somewhere, like, everyone around you, as long as they're nice, but you are in a far better chance of hopefully someone being able to better help you, maybe. I think there's a lot to do there on your own.
There's loads to do there.
And I think almost it's kind of better because you don't get tied down with, like, having, because for example, for me personally, I didn't do a lot of the touristy stuff. I just wanted to go to all the best vintage shops and try all the, like, cool restaurants and that kind of thing. Whereas I feel like if I was to go with someone else, maybe they'd want to do, like, Empire State Building. So, yeah.
If you do go to New York, don't, like, get the boat, get the free boat over to New Jersey. Oh, no. What's it called?
Oh, Coney Island.
Coney Island, yeah.
I've never done that.
Oh, I done that.
Oh, did you?
Mm.
And would you recommend?
Yeah, I would. It's definitely go with someone funny, aka I went with my dad, and he, the whole time, he was, because he has no fucking filter, he was like, why is the Empire State Building so tiny? And he was going crazy. But
oh, also, top New York tip. Why is this podcast turned into... if you are, and I know this might sound quite self-explanatory, but trust me, it's easier to mess up than you would think. If you want to go up the Empire State Building or something like that, check the weather forecast.
Oh, yeah.
Because I booked tickets and got up there and couldn't see shit in the fog.
Oh, that's so good.
I threw money on the floor because you literally couldn't see anything. You couldn't see not a single thing.
Or you just need to meet someone rich out there that has a view of the Empire State Building.
Yep. But that's probably a little bit harder.
And dangerous.
What is the favorite thing that you bought this year?
My favorite thing that I bought this year, I don't know. I think my first big girl purchase was my Givenchy's, but I don't know if it's my favorite. I'd say it's my most worn. My favorite thing that I bought this year was probably my, like, trip to Ibiza. Can I say that? Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that is a purchase.
Because it was, like, my boyfriend's birthday and, like, yeah, it was nice to do something for someone else instead of myself.
Contrary to popular belief. mine was... Ugh, I don't want to sound materialistic now, God. But mine was my Bottega bag.
Yeah, no, I knew it was going to be that because fair fucking enough, it would be mine too.
I do have regret's the wrong word, but sometimes I do look at it and I'm like, did I really spend that amount of money on that?
Oh, I can tell you my biggest regret purchase.
Oh yeah, let's do that. What was yours? I've got
my
one
fucking
as well.
Soho House membership.
Oh, Oh, did you know that you can't apply to be a member in 2024?
Yes.
You can't apply if you live in London.
Shit, what if they revoke Martin? Because they're like, well, there's too many people anyways. So no, you're in there.
Why do you regret that, interestingly?
Because I just don't. The only reasons why I got it was because I could get it fast-tracked.
Right. So you were like,
I may as well fucking get it. I haven't been able to use it to its full capacity yet, which...
I feel like December's quite a bad month for it as well.
Do you? Why?
Just because you're usually doing like... plans.
Other things. Yeah.
Like do Christmassy stuff with friends and like you don't really... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like I will be able to use it more when I was abroad, which was one of my reasons for buying it. Cause I was like, fair enough. Because there's been quite a few cities that I've been to where there is one and I'm like, oh, like it would be nice going by the pool right now. Do you know what I mean? But I did use the half price yesterday and it was great.
A drink?
Oh, no, for food and stuff.
What did you get?
I went to Chicconi's,
yeah.
That one. And the food there's good.
Yeah. I actually know someone who got food poisoning from there.
Mm. It's not that good then, is it?
My biggest regret purchase would... Can I say a holiday?
Yeah.
My Mexico-New York trip. Not that I didn't have the best time. I had a really good time.
I'm still debating whether you had a good time or not.
No, so it was like a very up and down trip, emotional roller coaster, mm-hmm. for lots of reasons that I won't get into. Not because it's anything interesting, just because I'll bore you shitless. But it was goddamn expensive.
Where?
To Mexico and New York.
What, there? To there?
Everything. The price of the whole trip. Oh my God, I feel sick every time I look back and think how much I spent on that trip during the trip.
So wait, where were you in Mexico?
Cabo.
Oh, right. Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
And just like, but also like
the... Because Cabo's an American,
hotel stay, the flights, the food, because obviously we went at an all-inclusive. So like just general day-to-day eating for 10 days. And it wasn't like... I'm sure if we tried hard enough, we could. But like, we were in a hotel. We weren't going to... You don't make your own food. Like, you obviously you eat out for all three meals.
Yeah.
And then just like things like, oh God, I'm just like, I could have... I don't regret the trip. I look back and I'm like, I regret the amount of money I spent on it. I could have done that cheaper.
Oh, I do regret my... No, actually, no, that's a lie. I don't regret Mykonos.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say I regret Mykonos, but I don't.
Yeah, that's... I don't regret the trip. I just regret how much I could have money managed that better. But fuck it.
But I'm not an anal person about money, but this is something that we'll get into
it. Oh, New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, our final topic... Oh, no, our final two was favourite... Oh, no, our final topic was our highlight of the year.
Oh, highlight of the year.
Well, let's do a work highlight and a personal highlight.
My work highlight of the year would be... I think like working with Knight. Well, I didn't work with them. I didn't do any like ad stuff, but I got invited to Paris with them, which was amazing. And it was with Nike Women as well. And it was Women in Sport. And it just really channeled me back to when I used to do sport and things like that, even though they had no fucking clue. But I like to think that they knew that I was a massive sportswoman.
No, you speak about netball. They could have seen that. You, at that time, the time you went on the trip, you were speaking about netball.
Yeah. Well, I am actually a bit of a gym head now, if I do say so myself.
She's been for 2 weeks.
Four. You create a habit after 3 weeks, by the way.
That is not fucking true, by the way.
It is.
It ain't, because why am I still at the gym? I went for 6 months.
Oh.
Yeah, and I haven't been for 6 months now.
Mm.
I went every single week, Monday to Friday, January to June.
He's returning the favour of shitting on my parade.
No, but I would say that you work with Nike.
Yeah. No, that was definitely a highlight. Because obviously it's fucking Nike as well.
You don't get much bigger than that.
Mm.
Mine was, I mean, I mentioned the New York trip. Going to that was very
cool. That is amazing. Wait, do you can you remind everyone what
yes.
it was for?
So I went to New York with Meta, who is Instagram and Facebook, and we went for not to go to obviously, but during over the time of the Met Gala, and I didn't really realize how insane it was until I actually got there, and we were like watching it. We were watching the red carpet arrivals in the Mark Hotel, which is where celebrities got ready in. I was in the lift with Gigi Hadid.
Well,
she was in her sweats and sunglasses, like on her way to glam.
Were you like looking in the reflection like?
No, I played it very cool.
Oh, I would not be able to play it cool.
I don't actually know if I played it cool. I can't remember. I probably really didn't. And then I went to like after parties and stuff. It was just like, I was just like, this is never going to happen again. Like, mm-hmm. I can't really get over it. But I also would like to say I wrote for a magazine quite frequently and managed to keep up with it. Notion magazine.
You reminded me of this last week and yeah. I completely forgot about
and
it.
And I am proud of myself for trying something new. And also that I got to do the Brits red carpet with them, because obviously I'm a very sick. Big celebrity music red carpet fan. So being able to do all that stuff and the podcast.
I definitely think that you're going to have a lot of this shit like next year though, because the way your knowledge of...
That's not jinx me.
Touch wood.
But all we can... Well, no,
this isn't jinxing,
jinx,
this is
speaking into existence.
Yes, right, let's be positive. Manifesting and speaking into existence.
Wait, do you think I'm a pessimist then if I'm speaking...
Yes. Like instantly.
Do you really think I'm a pessimist?
Bro, because you're like, oh, not that people would care. People would fucking care. Yeah. I think like you, yeah.
But I'm a pessimist because I don't know. When I want to speak about things, I'm like, let's not speak about it because I'm jinxing it. Whereas I feel like other people would overly speak about it. Like I was speaking to someone and it was actually really interesting. We didn't realize it was for the same job. We both got put forward for the same job, but we didn't get it. But we didn't realize we were speaking about the same job at this point. And I was like, oh my God, I just didn't think about it. It was in the back of my mind. Like I was not, I was like, I can't, like anytime the thought came into my mind, I would like shake it off. Mm-hmm. And they were like, really? Like I changed the brand's logo to like my wallpaper. Like I was like,
whoa.
Well, neither of our methods worked.
Yeah.
So that just goes to show it's all a bunch of like, you can't control
it. Oh, it definitely is all phony. But I would think it is
really like to, cause you know how people are always like, I manifested this, like da 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 da. How many other people have manifested that same thing and it's not happened for them?
Yeah, I know, but it just feels good to say manifest.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, yeah.
But I think also when you do the action of manifesting, because it is a positive action, it can potentially like maybe open up other doors that are like in front of you that you wouldn't. So for example, obviously like with next year, like even if you say it out loud and do this and do that, like there could be something else on earth that has heard you, if that makes sense.
Right.
So there's a door opening somewhere else. And also, as they say, when one door closes, another door opens. So maybe that is what I'm basically saying.
They do say when one door closes, another one opens. But kind of on the topic of manifestations, our goals for 2024, what we'd like to do, be seen in, seen on, seen doing, seen not doing, seen wearing, seen dressed in, seen shot in, Vogue. Jokes.
Period. No. Manifest that shit, babe.
I don't know what. I just want. I'll tell you what I fucking want for myself in 2024. I want a better work ethic. And I genuinely am considering going to hypnotherapy or going. Because thing is, I'm really like struggling. Like, I don't know if I'm so bad with my work and I have so many ideas that I just like can't actually like put together, but I can't tell if it's just pure laziness and procrastination or if it's actually something like, and I'm not self-diagnosing, but like something like, oh, maybe is this like ADHD and maybe like for work things, like do you need to be like something to like, whether it's like a therapist or it's hypnotherapy or something like that, or am I actually just fucking lazy and can't do anything? Because I know, like, I'm so fully aware that I'm being lazy and not doing it, but there's something in me that physically can't make myself do it.
I totally get that. I'm exactly the same. I just think of my potential in certain areas, like for example, like the ads that I make and X, Y, and Z. Like, I'm just like, I wish that my content was constantly like that, but like, I just don't have like. I have the urge is there because I see it, but doing the action is just so hard for me and sitting there. But I totally agree with you. But I want to like have next year is like trying to get on that. Not even next year, like ASAP really, especially where I'm going away. But yeah, I just don't want to like, it's just like I need to fucking get on with it at the same time.
Because also it's like, especially in this career, it's like a blink and... It's like, I can't believe a whole year's got...
I know.
Well, not even necessarily career, but in general life, yeah, I can't, like in one part, I can't believe I blinked and like this whole year's gone. And I mean, we've like, I've done things, but really like from an outsider's perspective, looking over like my whole... Like I've done things this year, don't get me wrong, that I'm very proud of and things that I didn't think that I'd be able to do this year. But I am sort of at the same point in my life as I was 365 days ago. Mm. Whereas I would... Like, and that's a whole year gone. Mm-hmm. But also on the other side of things is like in this career is if you don't act now, someone's going to do it before
you. Yeah,
like
yeah.
Like, this, like you need to strike while the iron's hot, and I just can't figure out what in my brain is not. And it genuinely could just be something as simple as like, I'm lazy, but I'm like, well, I know I'm being lazy and why can I not stop? Like, I don't get it.
I think it's also like...
We know that this probably sounds really like, shut the fuck up and just do your job. to other people.
Yeah, but like what other people, what our job is... Oh yeah, actually, shut up. we've also turned like our hobbies into jobs as well.
Yeah. Which I think is probably another thing that, because it's like, I think that's also I would like to do in 2024 is find something new, which I like something new that gets me excited again, mm-hmm. which I think like it's obviously still in the space of like something to do with social media, but just something that reignites my sort of yay. Like I used to spend hours and every single hour of my free time dedicated to making videos and all that, like when I was like 16, and obviously that I was a child, so like obviously I'm gonna have more
energy
and like all that kind of stuff, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I think it's also the because I was talking to my therapist about this, and it's also like the small steps. So we see like these things as like doing this and like shit, someone's gonna take my job. It's like obviously it's this massive thing, right? That's like a cloud over our heads. But then it's like the small steps that we have to take. So for example, whether that's like exercising has made me feel a lot better to start my day because then I'm kind of like on a roll. And also like time management for me is fucking shocking, as we know in here. So yeah, like trying to put my work, because my office is my home is my office and my room is my office and my room is where I do this and that and basically everything. But like everything is like blended, is like really making sure that next year that I like have a plan more that I stick to, because honestly, even as in these past couple months, being more self-disciplined has helped me so much more. Even though it's really, really hard to be self-disciplined, and at the time it feels really shit because you just want to be, for me, a lazy bitch. But yeah, self-discipline has definitely helped me quite a bit.
I would also, potentially in 2024, I'd like to expand my, like, team is so the wrong word because there's no one in the team, but like I'm considering onboarding.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, like a PA?
No. Someone basically, because I genuinely think a huge part of like what could get me kicking a bit more into motion is having someone to work alongside me, because obviously I have my fabulous managers and they're like really good, but you know, they're also manage other clients and you know, they don't spend their 24/7 like attention on me
time,
which
yeah.
is not as girl, if you want that yourself, go pay for it. But I think in terms of like my own personal content, like having like a part-time someone who like helps me plan my stuff and research my stuff and stuff, that will like, because then I'm all someone else is relying on me, it's like a more of like a, and obviously that's God forbid, not God forbid, oh my God, the opposite of God willing. Mm. I should not say God forbidden. God willing that I will be able to be able to do that.
God forbid I'll be able to do that.
Like, come on, girl. But yeah, those would be my work resolutions. Personal resolutions. Oh, sorry, do you have any other ones?
No. I was just going to say that that would be really good.
Yeah. Especially because if you only listen to podcasts and don't know me outside the podcast, on my YouTube, I now posting like longer formed videos, so I feel like if I employed someone to like help me like one day a week, like maybe like even like a uni student who like, do you know what I mean, and like they'd help me like research, like do you know what I mean, or maybe it's like an editor,
practice research for them as well,
yeah, like it's just like something like that. But that's work stuff. Personal stuff, I want to fucking move. That was my goal for this year, that didn't happen, but that was out my own hands, I couldn't actually control that, but I'm moving next year. 100%. And I'm getting a dog.
Are you?
Oh, maybe I shouldn't say it. No, I'm speaking it into existence. Not that should be my 2024 resolution, that when I'm saying these things, I'm not jinxing it. I'm speaking it into existence.
You are. And what dog would you want?
A chihuahua.
Right. So, I'm joking. Oh, you could bring it here.
I would probably... I just know I'm going to have the most world's annoying dog that just non-stop yaps. Like, we'd be trying to record and you'd all... Yeah. Your personal goals?
I really want to buy something next year and I don't know what it is. A house is out, like, wouldn't be possible. Yeah.
No, you don't know.
Yeah, but don't, like, to do with, like, getting a mortgage and stuff, wouldn't I have to be, like, having my job?
I don't know. I mean, there would be ways.
Yeah, I feel like,
because I know people who don't have, I think it's more like if you'd need, and I don't also know if this is true, so don't shoot me if it's not true. Like maybe you'd need like a co-signer. So say, for example, if someone like in your family or someone you know has maybe owned a house and paid for a mortgage for lots of years, like they'd be able to co-sign.
Oh, my mom.
So it's like a backup kind of vibe. Mm-hmm. Like obviously you would still, it would all still be in your name and you'd be paying for it, but you'd need like someone as a backup.
Clever. Well, mummy.
But I don't know if that's actually true.
Yeah. So yeah, I want to just buy something like substantial and like big, like I'm not talking about shoes or a bag or a fucking watch or anything like that. I'm talking about like something big. Something
like a car.
Say. Like, yeah, but yeah.
Or like a car, a house, a studio.
Yeah, so this is the thing, like right now, like it sounds really dumb to like obviously rent because I'll be giving money to someone else, but I really want to change my setup. I want something to decorate. I want something new. I want something improved. But like, where am I moving to? Fucking next door.
Yeah. Do you know what I will say? And I know, like, I don't know. Oh God, I don't know. Okay, whatever. I don't necessarily, I know a lot of people say like, oh, renting is just throwing money away, but I don't fully believe that. Because it's like, obviously it is annoying that you're paying for someone else's like mortgage and stuff like that. But like, you can't like, that's like saying like, oh, it's annoying getting an Uber, paying for someone else to drive. Like there are like things in life that like, it will help you. If it's gonna enhance your life in other ways.
Yeah,
like,
that's why.
Do you know what I mean?
That's exactly why I'm like, because when I was explaining it to my friends, they were like, why? And I'm like, but like, imagine like, not in a performative way, in an actual, I personally need the change, but also the content I could do and having a new space and like, just
It's like an investment. As I was saying, it's like me saying, oh, I would want to maybe get someone on board. It's sort of like renting. It's like, I could do that myself. I shouldn't be paying for that. But if it's going to help,
and then
maybe even in the long run, outpay the, do you know what I mean?
100%.
So I think I do get the like stance on like renting as a waste of money and stay at home as long as you can. Mm. But I also do think that's like, you know, like two sides to the sword. Like if it's going to affect your life better in other ways, it's the goods outweigh the bad.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll come back in a year and see if we managed to tick those things.
Yeah.
I don't have any like, you know how like little, like actually one fucking thing I did this year that I'm fucking proud of is quit vaping.
Oh, that's
very good. I bossed that. I chucked my Juul in the bin on New Year's Eve 2022. And
you haven't smoked at all?
No, I've definitely had a few puffs of people.
But not like that.
I've not bought my own vape this whole year. And you know what now? I even, when I go out and puff other people's vapes, I'm like, how do you, I'm like those people, annoying people. I'm like, how do you do that? Flavored air. It's disgusting. Like I'm that person now.
Mm.
But I was about to say, I don't have any like little ones like that. Like all mine are like, get your life together, girl.
Mm.
I mean, I could say gym, but I say that every year and nothing changes. So like, girl, what's the point of saying that?
Yeah, no, I have, my life has like changed like so much this year. Like I've had a lot of like ads and this and that. So next year I just want to be able to like fix them all into place, if that makes sense.
Streamline it,
yeah, because right now it's a windy, windy, riggedy, raggedy road.
Yeah, but that's me. But apart from, I've been doing it for like 6 years and it's still not vision. Like you're like, okay, this year I'm in place and next year, and I'm like, okay,
well, I fucking hope it's
been 6 years now. Seventh year is gonna happen.
Is there anything little that I wanna? Obviously, like time management is a massive one for me.
Oh, another thing that I did this year, which I'm pretty proud of, is you said money management.
And time management.
Oh, yeah.
Life management.
On top of it, just reminded me about money management, is I cut down on my ordering food so much this
year. That's really good.
Oh, my God. I used to order 2 to 3 meals a day on it. And I maybe order one a week now, which I know is still a lot.
No, that's really good.
In comparison. And it's usually 9 times out of 10 because I'm hungover.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So that's another thing that I'm proud of that I've done this year. That was like another like little thing that I wanted to fix and I did.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to post on Instagram more next year.
Mm.
I posted 9 times this year and it's my job.
Really?
It's my
job. Oh my God, I had an argument with my boyfriend yesterday.
Oh, what was it? <'Cause> moving on to more important things.
Sorry.
No, I actually do want to hear that.
No, because I was like getting stressed out. So I was like, it's literally like one, like, I think my main income is obviously TikTok, but like Instagram, I could be growing that shit.
No,
like,
but also it's really important to, for anyone who wants to be an upcoming influencer, it's really important to have your, like, it spread across multiple platforms because
right.
people, or not people, brands will buy into you more because it shows that you have audiences who are in tuned everywhere, which means that people, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and my audience on Instagram is very different to my audience on TikTok as
yeah.
well. And yeah, I barely upload. I barely take pictures. And I was just like to my boyfriend, like, why do you not take candid pictures of me? Like, it's actually annoying. He gets so many banging pictures, right? I get about once every month or something, and then I have to make it into a dump because it's not substantial enough to be its own post.
No, I can't. That's one thing about me that I will never be able to have someone do for me is candid pictures. I'm never like caught in like a, actually there's one I can think of on my Instagram that I think is candid. Every single other picture that I've
but
taken,
even if it's just like I can crop my face out and my outfit looks sick,
right?
Because I have so many, like, I'm not gonna lie, like, I feel like I
no same.
Try. Do you know what I mean? Every single why don't we do it together?
We should.
Actually, no, for real.
That should be our New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
That we should try and come to the podcast every week in an outfit we want on Instagram.
Yeah. Because I have made an effort every single year. Obviously, you'll get put towards the end of the year because we're doing double episodes. I've worn the same thing twice.
Yeah.
But I've honestly worn
same.
A different top. Every
and
single
I've made
time.
An effort to.
Mm-hmm.
I've been at the back of my wardrobe finding things.
Come
like,
out!
What have I not worn yet? Oh my God, do you know what would actually be... Okay, now, no one get too excited. And if we don't do this, don't come for us. But it would be so cool if... it was like a, like in the same spot, I don't know, like in this, on a wall, and it was like a 10 swipe of 10 different outfits on the same wall
mm-hmm.
from every Wednesday. Obviously, it would take 10 weeks to make one dump, but... That's, I mean, that's more than I pose now. So.
Yeah.
And then you swipe through and it's like same positioning, same wall.
Mm.
And it's like what I wore. Or even like 4 for the month.
Yeah. 4 for the month would be good.
Yeah.
Because at least you have something every single month. And people, once you start being consistent with that, people really look forward to it.
Okay.
Consistency is honestly key.
There we go. We're coming with new ideas every
mm-hmm.
time.
Now I have to look for a wall.
Mm. Also, and you guys could help us with this. I want us to not... elevate the podcast actually, but I want us to bring in more like guests and stuff. So mm-hmm. if anyone, I know, I feel like we might have said this before, but if you have ever found, or if there is someone that you see, someone did say someone to me recently and I've forgotten it. So like that's, who was it? Oh, it was Olivia from Big Brother. Someone messaged me being like, you need to get Olivia from Big Brother on, but we didn't obviously.
Which one's that? Oh, the
Scottish
one.
But if you ever like come across an influencer or someone, or there's someone on reality TV, let us know because we're more likely to, you know, approach someone and have the confidence to approach if we know that there's people who actually want to listen to it.
I know who I want on.
Who? Okay, let's say this. Let's make predictions. So this time next year, we'll see if we get that person on. So say who? Oh, who? I know who mine is.
I want Megan Barton Hansen on.
Olivia Atwood.
Oh.
Olivia Atwood and Megan Barton Hansen.
Wait, is Olivia Atwood the one on Towie?
She was on Towie, yes.
I want someone from Made in Chelsea on as well.
Really? Mm. Do you watch it?
I watch here and there.
I watch every
Do
episode. They're doing an Australia version every day next week.
Every day?
It's on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
It's going to be juicy.
Yeah.
Are they doing it live? Not live, but it must be a quick turnover.
Yeah, they just got back, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think there's many who went, though.
Mm. Who's your favourite and least favourite?
From Made in Chelsea?
Yeah.
ever.
No, right now.
Oh, right now on the show. I really like, there's this girl called Imogen, but she's barely in it.
Mm.
Sorry, that sounded
that
shady.
Why?
That sounded shady. I think she took a step back this season because she had quite explosive season last season.
Mm.
But I really like her. I like Ruby.
Mm.
She's a very classy woman.
She's very gorgeous.
Yes, very, always dressed, always looks so put together.
She looks like she smells so
good. I was literally about to say, she looked like she would smell really good and have really soft like arms. She body moisturizes head to toe in like expensive stuff as well.
Yeah.
Like the Baccarat Rouge body lotion. Like she, you can just like smell her. Oh God. Got a bit intact. My least favorite.
Miles.
Yeah, I was literally about to say, I'm sorry. And I don't, he's some people's cup of tea. I don't get his sense of humor. I don't get it.
I see him on the
or
show.
Or Sam Prince, actually. God, he gets on my nerves.
Hottest is Tristan.
Yeah, Tristan's good. Look
at he's your type as well, because he's kind of blondie.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he's my traditional type though, but...
Really?
He's very good looking. Mm. Who else is good looking on that show? There's a lot, I actually think.
There's a lot of guys.
I usually think that posh, that sort of breed of people are minging, but I think there's quite a lot that I would...
No, there is...
Do you think Jamie Lang's good looking?
No, I think he's good looking now because he's with Sophie Habu. You know when someone's with someone hot?
She's one of my favourites of all time, actually. Because I recently watched a clip and she was like arguing with someone over your ex-boyfriend. She was the ex and this girl was the new person. And she was clearly so over it. And the new girlfriend was like, just go away and like stop being. And she's literally like, I'm really sorry. I just don't spend any time thinking of you guys. I'm sorry you have to take this out on me and I'll sit here and take it. But like, I don't care about, I can't rebuttal this argument. Like, this is not.
Fair enough.
Oh, she's funny and she's gorgeous and she's pretty and she's successful and she's funny and she's witty and she's well dressed.
Gorgeous and successful and again and again and again.
Their wedding was this year.
Yeah. Oh, that was.
That was a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And they did stuff, other things like a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I was just about to say we'll see you in the new year, but I'm pretty sure this goes up in the new year.
So I hope you've had a good Christmas and New Year's Eve.
Get yourself, you know, switched on for the new year.
And let us, oh my God, can you please DM us if anything really embarrassing happened over New Year?
Or DM us any resolutions that you have that could inspire us.
DM us something funny and embarrassing.
But don't DM us, I'm going to go to the gym all this year because I don't want to hear that. If you have an interesting one, like one that you have come up with and gone, oh my God, this is going to change my life.
I know you haven't heard it before.
Yeah, then let us know. And...
Unlike us.
We won't reveal it on here.
You want us to, put a tick.
We'll gatekeep it.
Oh yeah, I'll gatekeep it and stop repeating it to my friends.
Anyway, if people want to find you, Isla, where can they find you?
You can find me on TikTok at Isla and Instagram and YouTube at Isla Loba.
And you can find me on TikTok, YouTube and Instagram at Looking for Lewis. You can also find us on the Pop Off accounts at Pop Off Podcast on Instagram and TikTok. The production team is Katie Baxter and Temi Adebayo. Remember to subscribe and rate the show 5 stars and we will see you next week for a brand new episode.
Bye!
Bye-bye.
Pop Off is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know? With Seresto, you can fit and forget about your pet's flea and tick treatment for the next 7 to 8 months in just one application. Seresto Flea and Tick Control Collar provides long-lasting, clinically proven flea and tick protection for both cats and dogs. So you can say goodbye to monthly applications and hello to long-lasting protection. Simply fit and forget about fleas and ticks with Seresto from now until October. Find out more at seresto.co.uk and to find your local store.